请大家打开《使徒行传》。
Please open your Bibles to the book of Acts。
我们已经来到《使徒行传》，我们要看第二十章。
And we have reached Acts chapter 20。
《使徒行传》第二十章，我要从第一节读到十六节。
Acts chapter 20 verses 1 to 16。
乱定之后，保罗请门徒来劝勉他们，就辞别起行往马其顿去，走遍了那一带地方，用许多话劝勉门徒，然后到希腊，在那里住了三个月，将要坐船往叙利亚去，犹太人设计要害他，他就定意往马其顿回去。同他到亚细亚去的有比利亚人庇罗斯的儿子巴特、帖撒罗尼迦人亚里达古和西宫都，还有特别人亚该尤并提摩太，又有亚细亚人推基土和特罗菲摩。这些人先走在特罗亚等候我们。过了除教的日子，我们从腓立比开船五天到了特罗亚，和他们相会，在那里住了七天。七日的第一日，我们聚会掰饼的时候，保罗因为要次日起行，就与他们讲论，直到半夜。我们聚会的那座楼上有好些灯柱，有一个少年人名叫尤推古，在窗台上困倦沉睡。保罗讲了多时，少年人睡熟了，就从三楼上掉下去，扶起来已经死了。保罗下去扶在他身上，抱住他说，你们不要发慌，他的灵魂还在他身上。保罗又上去掰饼吃了，谈论许久，直到天亮，这才走。有人把那童子活活的领来，得的安慰不小。他们先上船开往亚朔去，意思是要在那里接保罗，因为这样的安排他自己打算要步行。他既在亚朔与我们相会，我们就接他上船来到米推尼利尼，从那里开船次日到基阿的对面，又次日到萨摩靠岸，又次日来到米利都。因保罗早已定义要越过以弗所，免得在亚细亚耽搁，他急忙前去，巴不得再赶在五旬节到耶路撒冷。
Acts chapter 20 verse 1. After the uproar ceased, Paul sent for the disciples, and after encouraging them, he said farewell and departed for Macedonia. When he had gone through those regions and had given them much encouragement, he came to Greece. There he spent 3 months, and when a plot was made against him by the Jews as he was about to set sail for Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. So Peter the Berean, son of Pyrrhus, accompanied him, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe and Timothy, and the Asians, Tychicus and Trophimus. This went on ahead and were waiting for us at Troas. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread. And in 5 days we came to them at Troas, where we stayed for 7 days. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day. And he prolonged his speech until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where we were gathered. And a young man named Eutychus, sitting at the window, sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. And being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But when Paul went down and bent over him, and taking him in his arms, said, Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him. And when Paul had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, he conversed with them a long while, until daybreak, and so departed. And they took the youth away alive, and were not a little comforted. But going ahead to the ship, we set sail for Assos. intending to take Paul abroad there, for so he had arranged, intending himself to go by land. And when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and went to Mytilene. And sailing from there, we came the following day opposite Chios. The next day, we touched at Samos, and the day after, we went to Miletus. For Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus, so that he might not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hastening to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost.
这段圣经教导我们什么呢?
What does this passage of the scripture teach us?
它教导我们在听到的时候不要睡觉。
It teaches us not to fall asleep when you are listening to a sermon.
是不是啊?
Is that right?
当然不是。
Of course not.
不要小心。 如果不小心会死的
But of course you've got to be careful, because if you are careless, you might die.
这段圣经当然是在讲到保罗他在以弗所发生这个暴动之后发生什么事情。
This passage tells us about what happened after the riot at Ephesus.
所以我们看到这里保罗好像一直在赶路。
And we see that Paul seems to be rushing from place to place.
所以你看他，如果你仔细看这段圣经呢，他到过很多个地方。
And if you look at this passage in depth, you will see that he went to many places.
他现在在以弗所。
He was at Ephesus.
第20章1节说他要往马其顿去。
And chapter 20 verse 1 tells us he was headed for Macedonia.
然后他到希腊3个月。
And he went to Greece for 3 months.
他本来想到叙利亚，但是后来又跑了回去马其顿。
He planned to go to Syria, but in the end returned to Macedonia.
然后他到特罗亚去。
And he was at Troas.
然后呢，他又要赶路， 然后他去到很多地方， 最后到耶路撒冷去。
And he continued to travel to many places, headed to Jerusalem in the end.
所以这段圣经只是讲一个历史罢了。
And this passage seems to be just painting a course of history.
但是这段圣经也给我们看到保罗作为一个传道人，作为一个牧者， 为什么到处跑， 然后他又跑来跑去， 他在做什么？
And yet, at the same time, we see that Paul, being a preacher and a pastor, he was going from place to place, and what was he doing?
所以我们要知道保罗在想什么。
So we want to know what was in Paul's mind.
保罗的目的是什么？
What was his purpose?
为什么他到处跑？
Why was he running about?
所以我们要知道这段圣经就给我们看到保罗内心的一个世界。
And this passage actually allows us to catch a glimpse of Paul's heart.
所以让我们稍微很简单的看一看这段圣经。
So let us very simply look through this passage.
你看20章1节， 乱定之后就是上个礼拜我们提到的那个暴动。
Verse 1, after the uproar ceased, this uproar was preached upon last week about a riot.
上一次我们讲那个动乱不小。
And it was quite a big riot.
所以呢，但是这个问题一解决之后呢，保罗没有马上走，还请了他们来多劝勉他们。你看到保罗请门徒来劝勉他们。
And after the uproar ceased, Paul did not leave immediately, but he sent for the disciples to encourage them.
然后他再去马其顿周边的那个地方，又用许多个话劝勉他们。
And then he went to Macedonia and gone through those regions and gave them much encouragement.
所以然后呢，他又去希腊住了3个月，当然也在那边劝勉他们。
And then he went to Greece and stayed for 3 months, and of course we can presume that he also encouraged the believers there.
然后第六节，他就从那边希腊或者说腓立比坐船到特罗亚，第六节到特罗亚去。
And verse 6 tells us that he set sail from Philippi, a city in Greece, towards Troas.
那么来到这个特罗亚，他又在那边讲论直到半夜。我不知道你们省不省这样，让我讲到半夜。
And at Troas, he preached and spoke with them until midnight. I'm not sure if all of you will stay until midnight to listen to me preach.
那么但是呢，在那边就发生一件事情，就是有一个少年人听到他讲了这么长还不讲不完，我知道你们心里在想什么。
And of course, over there, there was a young man who was listening to Paul and Paul's unending speech. And of course, I know what's in your mind now.
所以 你看他这个睡去了，从三楼掉下来，好像是死了。
And he fell asleep and he fell from the third story and was dead.
那么其实他讲好像已经死了，其实保罗下去一看没有死。
And of course, they saw that he was dead, but when Paul went down, Paul told them that he wasn't dead.
然后呢，保罗回去做什么呢？回去又继续再讲，讲到天亮。
And then what did Paul do? He gone up again and he continued to preach until daybreak.
所以这个就是发生是这一件事情，然后他就去了亚朔，然后去米推利尼，然后基阿，然后沙摩，然后到米利都等等，目的是朝耶路撒冷的方向去。
And after that he went to Assos, Mitylene and Chios and Samos, Miletus, etc. His end goal is to reach Jerusalem.
所以我们从这段圣经里面可以学到什么呢？
So what can we learn from this passage?
就学到这个保罗作为一个牧者的保罗的心在想什么。
And what we can, the lesson that we can learn is actually the heart of Paul as a pastor.
所以我们从这边看到保罗从第二十章一节，保罗在腓立比的时候，他没有马上走，他去劝勉他们。
And from Chapter 20, verse 1, after the riot, Paul did not leave immediately, but he encouraged the people.
然后去了马其顿，他又用更多的话， more encouragement, 又更多的话来劝勉他们。
And when he went to Macedonia, he gave them even more encouragement.
然后来到特罗亚第六节，在那里，他又在那边多又再来劝勉他们。
And when he was at Troas, he again actually encouraged them with a prolonged speech.
而且呢，讲到天亮，讲到晚上，然后讲到天亮。
And until midnight and until daybreak.
你想，保罗和你很多话说。
And you might say, Paul, why do you have so much things to say?
所以我对你们讲话已经很少了。
And you should realize that I already have very little to say to you all.
所以我问你，保罗讲的是什么东西？
So I ask you, what was Paul speaking about?
当然，保罗是在讲圣经。
Of course, Paul was speaking from the Word of God.
他很关心教会。
He was very concerned for the church.
他关心教会有没有遵守耶稣基督的教导。
He's concerned if the church obeyed the Lord Jesus.
他关心教会有没有遵守耶稣基督的教导。
And he's concerned if the church is obeying the Lord's teaching.
所以你记得那个大使命。
Remember the Great Commission?
大使命说，主耶稣说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
In the Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all the nations."
不是传福音而已。
It's not just to preach the gospel.
你要去传福音，然后呢，要为他们施浸，然后呢，要把我所教导你们的都教训他们遵守。
Of course, we are to go and to preach the gospel, but we are also to be baptizing them and teaching them to obey all that the Lord has commanded.
所以在这里，你看到保罗劝勉了劝勉，每次到一个地方，他就不断的劝勉他们。
And we see that Paul kept encouraging and encouraging, and wherever he went, he was encouraging people.
所以你要知道，作为一个牧师，他很重要的心就是要关心信徒。对主的认识，对圣经的了解，对主的旨意是不是明白？
So as a pastor, he was full of concern if believers were indeed familiar with God's word and know God's will.
他不需要知道信徒的灵性。
He has to know the believer's spiritual condition.
所以我们的第一点可以看到的是，保罗很关心信徒的灵性的需要。教会灵性的需要。
And the first point we can see is that Paul was filled with concern for the spiritual need of the church.
所以他到每一个地方的时候，都要建立他们的信心。
So wherever he went, he wanted to build their faith.
所以你看到在以弗所书四章十一节，他说：“神所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师，有教师。”这些人牧师是跟这些主所赐的人同样的一个目标，就是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And Ephesians 4:11 tells us that God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers for one purpose, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
十三节讲到是等到我们，如果你有圣经你也打开帮我看一看，他说第以弗所书四章十三节说，是等到众人在正道上同归于义，认识耶稣基督，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。十四节说，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切一教之风摇动，飘来飘去，随从各样的异端。
In fact, if you have your Bibles, do turn to Ephesians 4 as we continue verse 13. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
所以你会看到牧师的工作是要第十三节说在真道上同归于，就是 要训练门徒，使到他们能够各尽其职，建立基督的身体。这个包括呢，在真道上同归于义。
And you see that the work of the pastor is to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up the body of Christ. And one of these areas is in verse 13 that they will be united in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
所以在真道上的 faith， 意思说在信仰上面，在认识主耶稣，在圣经上面有正确的认识。
To be united in the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God means to be united in our knowledge of the Bible.
所以我们要对主的话语、主的意思、圣经的旨意清楚的明白。
So we need to understand God's word and His will according to the scriptures.
我们跟在祷告会的时候跟大家分享到这个陶素的一句话，他提到说，如果我们对神有错误的认识呢？如果我们对神有错误的认识，我们就在敬拜一个假神，而不是一个真实的神。
And during prayer meeting, we talk about the quotation from Tozer. He said that if we are worshipping a God whom we do not know, or a God that we do not know properly, then we are worshipping a false God.
我们对神的观念要清楚，而且我们的神是一个自我显现的神，自我表彰的神，他把他的意思显在圣经里面。如果你敬拜一个神不是圣经中的神呢，你是敬拜一个假神。
And we need to know our God properly. Our God is actually a self-revealing God, and He has revealed Himself to us through the words of the Bible. And if you do not know this God, then you are worshipping a false God.
我们所认识的神是圣经中的神。如果神不告诉我们是他三位一体的神，不告诉我们他是道成肉身，他不告诉我们他是所有有关他的事情呢，我们根本不知道他是一位怎么样的神。
The God whom we worship is the God of the Bible, and He has revealed to us in the Bible about the Trinity and the Word that became flesh. And without all this revelation of God, we will not know who He is.
所以你要敬拜真神，你必须要回到圣经，知道这一位神是怎么样的一位神。
So if you want to worship the real and true God, you've got to return to the Bible to know this God.
如果你敬拜一个神，那不是圣经中的神，那是你想象出来的神，那个是假神，那个是你心中的偶像，所以你敬拜的不是真神。
If you are not the, if the God that you are worshipping is not according to what the Bible says, then it is your self-imaginary God, and that is an idol in your heart, not the true God.
所以我们必须要回到圣经。
Therefore, we have to return to the Bible.
所以这个彼得说，我也要以传道、以祷告、以传道为念。
That's why Peter says that I'm devoted to preaching and prayer.
所以保罗教导说你们务要传道。
And Paul taught that you must preach the word.
所以保罗常常说你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，直等到我来。
Therefore Paul says, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation, to teaching.
所以这个牧师的工作是什么呢？
So what is the work of a pastor?
很多人讲牧师的工作是反正教会是牧师管的，所以所有教会的事情牧师去做。
And many people say that since the church is taken care of by the pastor, everything in the church should be done by the pastor.
所以你看到以弗所书四章十一节，他说牧师教师的工作是要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
But Ephesians 4:11 says that the shepherds and teachers are to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
成全就是装备圣徒，让他们去做这个事工。
To equip the saints so that they can do the work.
所以谁做那个工作?
So who does the work?
是每一个信徒必须做那个工作。
It's every believer who ought to be working.
牧师应该做那个工作, 但是牧师要训练每一个信徒都做他们应该做的工作。
And the work that the pastor should do is to train every believer to do what they ought to do.
所以很多信徒来的教会呢, 礼拜天来的教会, 教会一切都准备好给他来。 他好像他是顾客，他来享受。我要告诉你，这个每一个信徒都有责任。来的时候呢，这个教会是属于神的身体，是属于每一个人的。每一个人都要负他应该有的责任。Many
people come to church on Sunday, and when they come, everything is prepared nicely for them to sit down. They come as if they are the customers. But let me tell you that every believer has a responsibility to work and serve in the church.
他们要关心弟兄姐妹，他要关心教会所有的需要，所有的每一个人来都要彼此关怀，彼此相爱，彼此的满足我们的需要。They
are to be concerned for the body of Christ and other believers, and they must care and love for one another and take care of one another's needs.
所以牧师的工作呢，就是要训练他们，装备他们，使到他们能够各尽其职。
Therefore, the work of a pastor is to train and to equip the believers so that they are ready for the work of ministry.
使他们能够建立基督的身体。
And that they will build up the body of Christ.
所以每一个人，你不是这里的顾客。
So to everyone, you are not the customer.
你不是说我来这边听听到就好了。
You are not here just to listen to the sermon and that's it.
你如果是属于耶稣基督的一个一份子，你是属于神。 耶稣基督的身体，你必须做你应该做的工作，你必须尽你的本分。
If you are a part of the body of Christ, and if you do belong to Jesus Christ, then you ought to fulfill your responsibility.
所以在这里讲到说，我们要在保罗在训练他们，让他们有正确的认识神，认识神，认识神对教会的旨意，然后他们每一个人去做。
So what Paul was doing here is to train everyone so that they might know the will of God and do their work.
那么你看第十四节说，我们不再做小孩，不会众人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
And Ephesians 4:14 says that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine.
所以我们必须要在正道上扎稳。
So we must be firmly rooted in the word.
不要被每一阵一阵的风吹过来影响。
Don't let every wave and wind of doctrine affect us.
很多信徒很喜欢到处看书，现在看网站，看很多，然后常常来问我，哎，你认为这个怎么样啊？你认为那个怎么样啊？
Many believers like to read a lot of different books, and also nowadays lots of different websites. And they will come to me and ask, what do you think of this? What do you think of that?
所以他来，他读的时候，我说，哦，这个不好。第二封来的时候又说不好，第三个来又说不好。牧师，你整天都说不好。
And so, as they come to me and they tell me, what do you think of this? And I say, this is no good. And the next time they come and I say, this is no good too. And the third time they come and I say, this is also no good. And they say, why are you always criticizing others?
我们不要整天被这些风吹来，一直受他的影响。
But what we should not be doing is to be affected by every wind of God.
起初来的时候，这个灵恩派。
There was firstly the charismatism.
然后来的就又来的就是这个新兴教会 emerging church.
And then there was the emerging church.
然后一股一股的不断的推过来.
And there's fat after fat after fat.
起初来的时候又有这个 Bill Hybels 的讲法.
And there was the preaching by Bill Hybels.
然后呢，这个 Rick Warren.
And then it was Rick Warren.
现在又来了一个 Mark Driscoll.
And now it's Mark Driscoll.
然后又来出来一个 Timothy Keller.
And then a Timothy Keller.
我可以一个一个跟你讲他们的问题在哪里。
I can tell you one by one what is their problem.
但是我们不要，结果呢，我如果不断的讲呢，我就是在讲台上不断的攻击别人。
And if I continuously do that, then I would be attacking others on the pulpit.
但是不是的，我们要回到圣经，读真正的神的话是在哪里。 这样的话，我们就不会被这些风一直不断的吹。
But the real thing that we ought to do is to come back to the Bible and know it, so that we will not be tossed to and fro.
当然，如果你们注意到 Madrisco 最近的问题，如果你没有在跟随的，他满口很多出言这个肮脏话，在讲台上也是这样，而且他很没有见证，但是现在他已经下台了。
And if you have been following Mark Driscoll, then you will realize that he was full of vulgarities in the pulpit, and that his life lacked testimony, and in the end, he is now removed.
支持他的人，包括 Timothy 凯勒，也是出现在很难解释这些问题。
And there were his supporters, which included Timothy Keller, and now they lack explanation.
上一个礼拜我已经跟大家讲到 Timothy Keller 的问题，就是他强调这个社会福音。
And last week, in fact, I have told all of you that the problem with Timothy Keller is that he emphasizes on the social gospel.
他要强调我们要去这个跟这个政府游说，要去除这个贫穷，要做很多这些社会上的工作。
And he emphasized that we have to be lobbying to the government and to get rid of poverty and to do a lot of social work.
而且他很跟随这个 anti-right 的思想。
And he follows anti-rights teachings.
所以我们在这方面呢，不要为这些一波一波。我们如果需要一波一波的去解释的话呢，我们就花很多时间在那个错误的思想上面。
If we have to deal with wave after wave of such errors, we will spend too much time there.
我们不是的，我们回到圣经，就是坚固在圣经里面，不断的在圣经里面掌握圣经的意思，我们就不会一直在思想充满了圣经，而不是充满了这些别人的思想。
But yet, indeed, what we ought to do is to come back to the Bible and to be firmly rooted in the Bible so that we are filled with biblical thoughts and not all these other ways.
所以你看到保罗呢，保罗到处去传讲，到处去都是劝勉、劝勉、劝勉。我可以跟你讲，他所劝勉的内容呢，一定是圣经。
And we can see that Paul went from place to encourage people, and I can tell you that Paul actually used the words of scripture to encourage others.
所以在这里呢，我们看到保罗到不同的地方去呢，都不断的在劝勉。所以他是用话语的字式，言语的字式。所以他不但在任何一地方，他都是 doing the ministry of the word.
So we can see that as Paul went from place to place, he encouraged them from his knowledge of the word.And he was indeed doing the ministry of the word.
使到他们能够在圣经的话语上面扎根。
So that they too might be rooted in the words of scripture.
当你知道神的意思，你就懂得怎么样行出来。
And when you know the will of God, then you will know what to do.
所以在圣经里面我们看到说，保罗说不要与宣读什么？宣读神的话语，劝勉，用神的话语来劝勉，用神的话语来教导。这个是教会应该做的事情。
And therefore Paul wrote that until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation and to teaching, and this is the role of the church.
所以我们在这段圣经虽然是一个历史呢，我们看到保罗到处不同地方去的时候，都是以劝勉为重要的事工。
So even though this passage is indeed a historical record, but yet we can learn the lesson that wherever Paul went,He was given over to encouragement.
所以我们讲到这个是他为教会灵性的需要来供应。
And so he was supplying the spiritual need of the church.
另外呢，我要讲的就是保罗对于物质上的教会物质上的需要也做了一番的贡献。
And we can also see that Paul contributed to the physical need of the church.
如果你仔细看我们今天的圣经里面，他讲到乱定之后呢，保罗就起行往马其顿去。但是呢，在如果你回去看这个《使徒行传》19:21，那边讲到说他想要到耶路撒冷去。
And chapter 20 verse 1 tells us that after the uproar ceased, Paul went to Macedonia.But from chapter 19 verse 21, we know that Paul wanted to go to Jerusalem.
今天我们所读的经文第16节也是保罗急忙要赶到这个五旬节之前到耶路撒冷。
And also in today's passage in verse 16, Paul was hastening to be at Jerusalem if possible on the day of Pentecost.
所以但是我们读圣经的人不需要有地图，我们没有地图的话，你不知道你在读什么。
And as we read the scriptures, we need a map. Without the map, we do not know where are the places.
所以你知道这个以弗所在哪里吗？
Do you know where is Ephesus?
以弗所呢，其实就在这个地图的中间。
It is in the middle of this map.
应该是在这里。
Where pastor is pointing?
所以你看到以弗所在中间，如果他要去耶路撒冷呢，他要往南走。
And if he wants to go to Jerusalem, he has to move south.
但是呢，他要赶着去耶路撒冷，他却往马其顿，就是向北边去。
But as he was hastening to Jerusalem in the south, he went to Macedonia in the north.
请问为什么？
Why?
你不觉得奇怪吗？ 如果你读圣经，你有一个地图， 你刚，我赶着去耶路撒冷， 你赶着去，你就往南走吗？ 为什么你往北走呢？
So armed with the map as we read the Bible, we would question Paul, if you are hastening to Jerusalem, you should head south. Why are you heading north?
所以今天我们发现我也是一样， 读圣经的时候很懒惰，没有看地图。
So many of us, including myself, we are very lazy and we do not look at the map as we read.
如果你看地图，你就知道，诶，保罗很奇怪，应该往南，他就往北走。
But if we look at the map, then we will find that it is actually strange that Paul headed north instead of south.
所以我们就要知道为什么。
So we want to know what's the reason.
所以你要知道为什么呢？ 请你打开圣经看一看。
And to find the reason, open your Bible.
你打开罗马书15章。
Look at Romans chapter 15.
在我们已经解禁的态度呢，我们知道这个历史呢，我们就发现在这里，我们注意到，原来他在这里呢，他要往耶路撒冷去，是目的是什么呢？ 你看罗马书15章25节。
And with the principle that the Bible interprets the Bible, we want to look at other parts of scripture to see what was Paul having in mind as he wanted to go to Jerusalem. Turn to Romans 15, verse 25.
他说，但现在我往耶路撒冷去，25节，共祭给圣徒，因为马其顿和雅加亚的人乐意献出这个捐项。 给耶路撒冷圣徒的穷人，这固然是他们乐意，其实也算是他们所欠的债。因为外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，就当在养生之物供给他们。等我办完这些事，把这些善果交他们，交付明白，我也就要路过你们那里，往斯巴亚去。
Romans 15:25. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them by what was collected, I will leave for Spain by way to you.
所以在这里我们一看就知道为什么原来保罗这么紧张要赶着耶路撒冷去。
So from this we know why was Paul hastening to Jerusalem.
他说26节，从因为马其顿和亚该亚的人愿意捐钱，愿意奉献去帮助耶路撒冷的贫穷的孤人，因为那边出现饥荒。
Verse 26 tells us Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem because there was a famine at Jerusalem.
所以保罗很赶着，赶快要把这些奉献拿了，去马其顿，在马其顿就是腓立比啊，这些帖撒罗尼迦等等，把这些钱拿了呢，跟着就去耶路撒冷供给他们穷人的需要。
So Paul headed north to Macedonia, Philippi, etc. to collect the offerings and contributions so that he can bring it as quickly as possible to Jerusalem.
所以你看到作为一个牧者，他不但是担心教会灵性的需要，他也是担心教会物质上面的需要。
So as a pastor, Paul was concerned not only for the spiritual need of the church, but also for the physical need of the church.
所以在这里呢，我们就看到 在这里你看到回去这个使徒行传那里突然间他讲起了很多人，那边应该讲了第四节就讲到说有这个亚比人，有帖撒罗尼迦人，还有特比人，还有亚西亚人等等，他提出很多人的名字。
And coming back to Acts 20, there were a lot of names here. There was a Berean and there was a Thessalonians and people from Derbe, people from Asia, etc.
为什么他提起这些人的名字呢？
Why bring up all these names?
原因是他在去收奉献的时候呢，这些人代表不同的教会，那么教会派一个代表跟着这个钱带到耶路撒冷，啊，这个是代表提摩太教会，代表这个帖撒罗尼迦教会，代表这个特比的教会，代表不同教会的人都把这个钱带去。
That is because all these were representatives from the different churches, the Church of Thessalonica, the Church of Derbe, etc. And these churches, as they made contributions, they sent representatives to go together with the money.
所以你看到保罗很关心不单是自己的教会，他关心众教会的需要。
So Paul was not only concerned for his own church, but he was concerned for all the other churches' needs as well.
教会基本上应该是指耶稣基督的身体。
And the church basically talks about or points to the body of Christ.
我们讲的不是说我们在这里这些人。
We are not just talking about the people here.
主自己的教会包括在马来西亚，在印尼，在中国，在美国，在非洲，都是属于耶稣基督的身体。
And God's church in Malaysia, Indonesia, or in China, and in the Philippines, and in America, all these belong to the same body.
我们的心不能够只是停留在这个地方，我们自己的教会，我们要注意到周围的教会。各个国家的教会他们的属灵情况，他们的需要，如果我们能够尽一份力，我们就尽量去帮助这些教会，让他们能够成长。
Our hearts cannot just remain in our local church, but our hearts must go out to the other churches that also belong to the body of Christ, and we can do whatever that we can to build up their faith.
所以很多人或许你们说，哎呀，牧师，为什么你整天跑去中国？
And some people might ask me, Pastor, why do you go to China so often?
我记得以前我在我以前的教会，他说，你告诉我，你去那个中国住的是多少星的酒店？
And in my former church, there was someone who came and asked me, how many star hotel do you stay when you go to China?
我起初不明白，很笨笨，什么叫做什么星的酒店？我说不是啊，我在那边看天上很多星哎。
And at first I do not understand, and I thought, what do you mean by how many star hotel? Because when I go there, I look at the sky and there are lots of stars.
原来他们很不满意我常常出国。
And later on I found out that they were dissatisfied that I travel so often.
他说我整天去外国，你整天去因为他给你们五星的酒店住是不是？
And they thought that I often travel overseas because they entertain me with five star hotels.
我才明白了，我告诉他我现在住的是很多星啊，天上很多星啊。
And I replied them, the place that I stay, one look up at the sky and I see lots of stars.
他不知道我们去的时候通常是在偏远地区，是在乡村地带。
And because they do not know that whenever we go, we are usually in the rural suburb areas that's very far away from the city.
而且我去的地方有些很多都是在坟墓墓地那边啊，那因为那些坟墓很多不信的人不敢来，所以他们在那边聚会，基督徒很开心。
In fact, many places that I go to is actually located near or within a cemetery, because unbelievers dare not venture into these places, but Christians gather there undisturbed.
有一次我晚上去，他借我的飞机，其实我通常到的地方我也不知道，我不认识他们，他也不认识我。他说你是不是黄牧师？我说是。他说请你跟着我，晚上到了不知道在哪里去睡觉，明天早上一打开，哇，全部都是坟墓。
And there was usually when I go there, I do not know who's going to meet me because I do not know them. So at the airport, they will just come and ask, "Are you Pastor Ng?" I will say yes. So they will say, "Follow me," and I will just go. So I boarded the car one night and slept overnight at the place. And the next morning, when I opened up the windows, I found myself in a cemetery.
因为你不知道原来是这个情形，所以我们才明白原来他们很厉害，就是到这个地方的时候，不信的人很少要来，所以我们在那边聚会唱诗，不受影响。
So we realize that these people are so clever. They choose a place where unbelievers avoid so that we can sing and preach openly.
今天的中国教会，我们常常跟大家讲，今天的中国教会从五十年前、四十年前，1949年，讲到共产党统治中国的时候呢，才有100万信徒，不到100万信徒，今天是超过1亿是吗？1亿的信徒。
And we have mentioned before that in the 1940s to the 1950s, before the communist government took over, there were about 1 million Christians in China. But today, there's more than 100 million Christians in China.
在历史里面没有这么大的复兴。
There's never been a greater revival in history.
所以但是如果你仔细看信徒呢？一个信徒，这个是官方的资料。一个信徒要牧养超过10000人的，一个牧师要牧养10000个信徒。
And according to official records in China, the ratio, the pastor to believers ratio is 1 to 10,000.
这个是官方的，但是不属官方的数目更大。
And of course, these are official statistics, but the unofficial statistics are likely to be even.Lower number of.
当我们知道我们中国信徒这么多出来的时候呢，牧养是一个问题，他们的信仰基础也是一个问题。
And we realize that with such a low pastor to high believer ratio in China, their doctrine and their faith would have a lot of problems.
我们知道当时候早期的基督中国的基督徒没有圣经，而且他们。可能一个乡村只有一本圣经，所以他们在信仰的这个纯正上面没有我们没有这么没有经过很好的训练，所以很容易出现乱子，很容易出现异端。
And the reason is because in the beginning there were so few copies of the Bible that you might find just one copy of the Bible in the entire village. So with a lack of access to scripture.There are lots of doctrinal problems and problems with their understanding.
所以我们只是尽一点力去训练他们，那盼望他们能有更多的牧师，有更多的传道人，更多的有可以牧养那边的信徒。
So we are making a small effort in order to train more pastors there so that they too can pastor their sheep.
何况我们都是中国人。
And especially we are all Chinese.
如果你要从一个洋人、西洋人要去中国，第一，他除非他去化妆，他的金头发没有办法改。然后他要学那个语言，我们懂的那个语言，我们懂的那个文化，我们看起来又是他们，我们很容易做这个工作，我们不做，然后让其他的人千辛万苦去做，这个我们良心过不去。
It will be such an irony.That we who have the same color skin, speak the same language, know their culture, and not do this work, but let a Westerner who would need to learn the language and probably even disguise himself and change the color of his skin to enter that place to do the work. How can our conscience allow this?
So we should 应该尽一份力
So we should make an effort.
So we 盼望我们教会能够也有一点贡献。
So we hope that our church also will contribute in this area.
所以你看保罗到不同的地方不断的劝勉他们建立教会不断的劝勉建立教会我们也盼望我们能够尽一点力。
So we see Paul went to different places and encouraged and built churches, encouraged and built churches. We too ought to do the same.
保罗说过一句话他说别人都求自己的事并不求耶稣基督的事腓立比书2:21。
Paul wrote in Philippians 2:21, for they all seek their own interests.Not those of Jesus Christ.
So we 不要只顾自己，我们也要顾耶稣基督的教会。
So we should not just be concerned for ourselves, but also for the body of Christ.
所以保罗的心态是照顾他们的教会灵性上面的需要。
So Paul's heart was to take care of the spiritual need of the church.
保罗也照顾他们教会物质上面的需要，因为那边有饥荒，需要钱，他就去各处教会把奉献带回耶路撒冷去帮助那边的。
Paul was also concerned for the physical need of the church because the church in Jerusalem was facing a famine, so Paul went to different churches to collect offerings for them.
那么在这里呢，还出现另外一个事情呢，就是保罗在那里，其实这段圣经里面充满了许多的细节，在使徒行传没有解释出来。
Actually, this whole passage contains lots of details that were not recorded in Acts.
在这里呢，保罗不但是在以弗所书这里呢，他要赶紧去耶路撒冷，但是之前呢，他去了特罗亚。
And before going to Jerusalem, Paul went to Troas.
那么在特罗亚呢，其实他也发生了很多事情，就是在这边呢，他去找这个，或许你大家打开这个哥林多后书看一看，哥林多后书二章十二节。
And it is during this time that Paul was especially concerned over something that happened, which we can find in 2 Corinthians 2:12.
在哥林多后书二章二十二节。
2 Corinthians 2:12.
他说：“我从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚。刚才我们讲他在特罗亚，主给我开了门。”就是福音的门，他可以传福音，但是呢，他找不到提多，心里很不安，便辞别那边的人，往马其顿去了。
Second Corinthians 2:12, Paul wrote, "When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was open for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia."
为什么保罗有福音不传去找的提多呢？
Why was Paul searching for Titus instead of preaching the gospel?
这样提多在哪里？
Where was Titus?
原来提多呢，保罗把提多派去哥林多教会。
In fact, Paul actually sent Titus to the church in Corinth.
为什么保罗把这个提多派去哥林多教会呢？
Why did Paul send Titus to Corinth?
因为哥林多教会出现了一个问题。
Because there was a problem at the church in Corinth.
其实不只是一个问题，有很多问题。
Actually, not just one problem, but lots of problems.
你要知道什么问题呢？你读哥林多前书就知道很多问题了。
If you want to know what are all these problems, just read 1 Corinthians.
所以保罗就把提多先派过去，然后盼望提多回来的时候，到特罗亚的时候，保罗可以知道发生什么事情。
So Paul sent Titus to Corinth, and he was hoping to meet Titus back at Troas in order to receive a report.
所以保罗不但是关心教会灵性的需要。
So Paul was concerned for the spiritual needs of the church.
不但关心教会的物质上面的需要。
He was concerned for the physical needs of the church.
他也关心教会一般上健康的需要，整体的需要。
He was also concerned for the entire health of the church.
所以哥林多出现很多问题的时候呢，保罗派这个提多去，提多没有回来，他很担心，他就去找他。
And when the church in Corinth had a lot of problems, Paul sent Titus there. And when he couldn't find Titus, when he came to Troas, he went to look for Titus.
所以刚才我们的地图看到，他就往北去，不但是收这个钱奉献，而且他去找保罗，去找这个提多，甚至在腓立比教会找到他。
And so he went, we saw in the map, Paul headed north.To Macedonia to collect the offerings, but at the same time he went to look for Titus and in the end found him at
Philippi. 就在这个地方呢，这个第三次的旅行布道的期间呢，他写了哥林多的书信，也写了罗马的书信。
And it was during this third missionary journey that Paul penned the letters or epistles of Corinthians and Romans.
如果你仔细去研究的话呢，你知道这段时间里面呢发生很多事情。
So if you study this carefully, you will realize that lots of things happened during this time.
我们没有办法在这边仔细的讲每一件事情。
Of course, we do not have time to go into all the details here.
但是这段圣经这一段圣经呢，给我们看到保罗作为一个牧者心里面所想的事情。
But this passage indeed shows us what was in Paul's heart as a pastor.
让我们看见一个牧者的心态。
And it allows us to get a glimpse into a pastor's heart.
他为教会的需要，灵性的需要。
He was concerned for the spiritual need of the church.
他是为了教会物质上面的需要。
And he did it for the physical need of the church.
也为了教会整体的需要。
And he also did it for the health.
所以我们可以学习呢，不要只顾自己的教会。
So we must learn not to just care about our own church.
我们要注意到主耶稣基督的教会，就是现在各处教主耶稣的教会的情况。
And we need to care for the church of Jesus Christ, which would be distributed in different areas of the world.
所以我们花时间到中国去。
So we spend time to go to China.
而且我们也花时间要把一些好的文字书本翻译成中文，让更多教会，不管是中国也好，各处的中国人的教会都可以得益。
And we also spend time to translate good books into Chinese and also into other languages for churches in different parts of the world.
麦克阿瑟牧师也宣布了我们探索者会为他翻译他的书籍。
And Pastor John MacArthur has already officially announced that Path Seekers, which is our bookshop, will be translating his books.
而且呢，在过去两天呢，我跟一个英苏格兰的牧师也跟他谈，他也非常喜欢，我们也会翻译他四五本书。
And in the past 2 days, I have also been in touch with a Scottish pastor who has given us the right to translate his books too.
所以我们盼望把这些我们能够去做的是一群人，但是我们把它写成文字的时候，它能够散播出去呢，是超时间、超地点，供应更多人的需要。
And when we go, we can only reach out to a group of people, but with all these books, they will actually transcend time and space and reach out to more people.
所以这个就是我们能够尽我们的本分建造主耶稣基督的教会。
And this is the part that we could play to build the Church of Christ.
我们好好听到，好好成长。
And we should listen to sermons properly and grow.
我们彼此照顾彼此的需要，不但是我们教会的需要，各处教会的主耶稣的教会的需要。
And we should take care of one another's needs, not just our own church, but also different churches which are part of the body of Christ.
直到我们信仰上能够同归于尽。
So that we might be united in faith.
至少我们在圣洁上面能够归回到像主耶稣这样。
And we would be pure like Jesus Christ.
然后把一切的荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
And then we might bring all glory to our Father in heaven.
盼望我们每一个人都愿意走这条路，在这件事情上面同工大成，做成主自己的圣体。
And I hope that all of us would have this same vision and to participate in the work so that we might build up the body of Christ.
让我们来唱一首诗歌, 224首, 更像我恩主。
Let us sing a hymn 224.